Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
When I was here last, we talked about creation, sin, redemption, and the new creation. So that's what God is doing. He's redeeming us and areas of our lives that haven't been redeemed yet for the new creation now. And so that's what God is up to in our relationship with Him. And we're a new creation. You're a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. You know, God doesn't have to create anything new for it to become new. God can take an old marriage and make it new and healthy. You see that? God can take a boring job and make it interesting. And when He does something in you, He can do something new in you and change the whole scenario. So that's what we're trying to help you see. So now, while I was off, I was thinking, I talked about ignorance and understanding the last time I spoke here. And so I thought, you know, I think we need to really communicate the idea of spiritual understanding. And that's what Soul Patrol's all about. So we've been talking about Soul Patrol. I see you guys got your Soul Patrol shirts on. The quality of your life is not tethered to your bank account or to your marriage or to the house you live in or the car. The quality of your life is tethered to the condition of your soul. Because you live out of your soul. You live out of your soul. And so God wants to save your soul. And so that's what we need to understand. We need to understand the saving of our souls. And folks, I'm convinced that people are going to church, they don't understand the saving of their soul. So we're going to understand that. And I'm going to help bring understanding, and I believe God's going to use this. So let's go to our foundational scripture, and that's going to be our new graphic, spiritual understanding, all right? To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She will deliver you. Who's she? She is understanding. She will deliver you. You see that? When you get understanding, you get deliverance. When you get understanding, your soul begins to be saved. I got saved. Well, you did. There's a whole lot of work needs to take place. Amen? And understanding comes in and helps you. Remember, we talked about the Antichrist. Oh, here he goes. But the Antichrist is already at work in the world. It talks about it in 1 John 4:3. The Antichrist spirit is already released. It's working in the world. And in 1 John 5:19, it says the whole world, where the Antichrist is already working, the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. But God has sent His Son, Jesus, to give us an understanding that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. For this is the true God and eternal life. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get some understanding, and Jesus wants us to have understanding. Amen? Amen? And know the true God. And we want to know the true God. Amen? Amen. All right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for what you're doing in our hearts. And we thank you for all that you're showing us in this hour. So, Lord, we ask that we increase in understanding, we increase in wisdom, because we've been in your presence today, and the Holy Spirit is teaching us by the power and presence of your word. We thank you for it, and we're going to trust you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So, let's look at this. Understanding. So we talked about this last time we were here, last time I was here, a couple weeks ago, and we talked about being ignorant, remember? And how important it is that we don't remain ignorant. Because ignorance in the Bible is a metaphor for darkness. And the devil doesn't work in light. And light is a metaphor for understanding in the Bible. So ignorance is a metaphor for darkness. And so where the enemy can only work in darkness. So where we're ignorant, he can deceive us. You see that? And so that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to be ignorant. We want to understand. Because it brings the light in when we understand. And clarity. And helps us to see. You see that? All right. Now, whatever areas in our life that we are ignorant, we will suffer. You see that? Now, it says, give me verse 7 again. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. Understanding will promote you. When you get understanding, it'll promote you. What's promote mean? You're going to have more impact. You're going to increase in the things of God. His kingdom, his rule, his understanding. You're going to increase. You see, that's what promote means. And you're going to be promoted. So when God elevates you, he promotes you, it's going to be through understanding. But see, when God elevates you, the enemy wants to agitate you. And he's studying your life strategically, and he's trying to keep you from being promoted. So he will attack your understanding to get to your promotion. Because if he can get to your promotion, he can keep you from having impact on the people that mean the most to you. Your children, your family, the people you know, the people that you love and adore. You see this? Am I making sense? So God wants you to understand. So, he wants to promote you. She will bring you, understanding will bring you honor when you embrace her. Next one. She will place on your head an ornament of grace. You're going to give grace to people that you never gave grace before. Because you are starting to understand now. And folks, that's something we all need to be doing, is giving people grace. Unmerited favor. Because you know what? We're all broken. Everybody's broken. Everybody in this world is broken. And we need healed. We need to be put back together. That's what salvation is, the word sozo. And in one of its meanings is to be made whole from many scattered parts. Our lives are scattered and broken. You see that? And God puts them back together through his word, through the body of Christ, and through our connections with people. Healing takes place. You see that? And he puts our lives back together for what he created us to be. And that only takes place through connections. Am I making sense? So we need to understand. So now look. If we're ignorant in our relationships are going to suffer. You can't ignore your marriage. You ignore your marriage, that's why it's in trouble. You need to study your marriage. You need to read books about marriage. You need to read the Bible about marriage. What's the Bible say about it? You need to study. You need to understand marriage. You can't stay ignorant of it. Because when you're ignorant of darkness, the enemy can come in. You see? When you're ignorant in your finances, you stay ignorant about your finances, your money, you're going to have trouble paying the light bill. And buying groceries. Groceries are going up. Gasoline's going up. You better know you some money. You better understand. The beginning in the kingdom of God and of understanding your finances is tithing. Tithing is a principle. God can do more with your 90% than you can do with 100%. You see that? When you tithe, he says, I'll open the windows of heaven. He's going to open your vision. You can see things. You can get his perspective on things. And you begin to see things work the way he works. If you don't tithe, you're not going to see that, because that's a principle. When you're ignorant of that and you ignore that, you're going to be broke, busted, and disgusted. And you're going to be 40, 50, 60 years old, can't pay your bills. Am I making sense? This is what we're trying to help you understand. You stay ignorant in your responses, you're going to be in conflict all the time. You're going to be in strife all the time. You need to know how to respond with people, how to respond to difficulty and people mistreating you. You need to understand how to respond. When you ignore that, it affects you. It affects you and your influence and your impact. You see that? What's the enemy do? He attacks your understanding to get to your promotion. Promotion creates impact. Now, ignorance doesn't mean you're unintelligent. It just means you haven't been exposed to accurate information. Did you hear me? We need accurate information, don't we? I don't have it all, but I'm telling you what, God's word does. Amen. And his word, when you get, you have to rightly divide it. You have to understand it. And that's something we have to work at. Now watch. Ignorance doesn't just mean I'm uninformed. It also means I'm misinformed. And when you're uninformed and misinformed, now you're not being transformed. That's why he says, don't be conformed to this world. Conformed means to be pressed into the mold. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to change the way we think. We have to change, that you may prove what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. You see that? Now, if the enemy cannot keep your mind absent of information, what he wants to do is make sure what you receive is inaccurate information. This is why it's so essential to be studying the Bible, so you can have discernment. Yeah. And you can discern between good and evil. Amen. You see that? Antichrist is going to show up in your house. In your life. That's why you got to know what the word is, what the Lord is saying. And you got to have, if you have a good conscience, your conscience will reveal to you. It'll show you things about you. When you put the right things in, it gets in your conscience. Your conscience. We're to have a good conscience toward God and man. Acts 24 says that we're to repent and have a good conscience toward God and man and have no offense. No offense. No hurt. No shenanigans. I'm going to have a good conscience toward God and toward man. You know, when we were on our little trip, you know, we're all in the car, you know. Four of us, 24 hours a day, around the clock. You think I ever felt like getting in a mood? Not me, you know, I'm perfect. You think I ever felt like complaining? Not me. But here's what I'm trying to show you. When you're conscious of God, you're not going to get in a mood. You're not going to say things that affect the environment and hurt the people that's right there close by you. You see that? You're going to say things that gives life and energy. See that? It shows up where you are because you have a good conscience toward God and toward man. You know, we decided to leave a little early. We went to Cracker Barrel. I like Cracker Barrel. I know you guys. But I do. Because you know why? Because they cook stuff fresh. And it's all freshly made, and that's what I like. I'm not big on process. But anyways, not a commercial for Cracker Barrel. But anyways, we thought, well, we'll leave early. So we went to Corbin. We ended up in Corbin, Kentucky. And there's a Cracker Barrel at that exit on the hill. Probably some of you have been there. But anyways, so we go in there. I got Mary, I got Olivia, and I got Donita. And we're having a ball. You know, we've driven 4 hours, and you know, we're having fun, laughing and carrying on. So we go in there, and then there's a 30-minute wait. So that's okay, we'll wait. Because we're not in a hurry. I kept saying, we're not in a hurry. I'm not going to be in a hurry. So this gal comes up, and she said, Mr. Gillen Water. Yep, that's me. So she says, well, I'm going to seat you. And I said, man, I said, I really like your accent. She goes, what's that? She says, what you talking about? I said, I like your accent. She says, really? I said, yeah, I really do. I like it. And I looked at Donnie and I looked at Mary and we're all, you know? And so then she seats us and we go and we order. Then she comes by. And she swoops by me, you know. She says, everything all right? I said, yeah, everything's good. She goes, good. So then we're leaving. We ate. It was great. We're leaving. So we left. I'm paying the bill. She goes, wait a minute there. I want that man to have my discount. I looked up. And I said, what? Wait a minute there. I want him to have my discount. And the lady said, do you know him? No, but I want him to have my discount. I said, okay. So we saved $15. We got the discount. And you know what she said out loud in front of everybody? You know, he met me for the first time, and all he did was smile, and he likes my accent. And she says, I looked at the rest of them, and they're all smiling. Well, that just happened. That's a coincidence. No. I don't care if it was 15 cents. They recognized, she recognized something. Are you catching this? Is this making sense? That sounds like a, but you know what? God does that. Now, you know when your countenance is a scowl, you're in agreement with the devil. And you're walking around curmudgeon and got your mind on yourself and you're complaining about everything. You're not being effective or impactful for anything. And you're in agreement with the devil. Huh? That's Antichrist. You see that? I'm not going to walk around agreeing with him. I'm going to be happy. Because God's been too good to me. You see that? When he's good to you, it shows in your life. Remember, you're the beneficiary. He's working for the good over your life. So you can have the benediction, the good words about what he's doing in your life. So think about this. How many times do people do wrong thinking they're right? Mistakes lead to misery. There are people
who are living in misery, not because they're bad people, because they have been exposed to the wrong information. When you begin to get the revelation of who you are and why you're here, you can't help but have joy. You begin to really understand what's going on in this world. Now you're starting to really understand. And I'm going to tell you what, it'll change your countenance. It'll change everything about you. And that's why God sends His Word to help you, to heal you. Now listen, Proverbs 4:7 says, in the new NIV, it says, the beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, though it cost all you have, get understanding. If it costs you everything, get understanding. I talked about that last time I was here. Ignorance is expensive. What you lose on the front end pales in comparison to what you gain on the back end. When you stay ignorant, and you don't do anything about it, the back end's going to be miserable too. But when you get understanding on the front end, the back end is, woo-hoo, freedom. Are you catching this? Life. All right. I'm not going to do a repeat of everything I did, but I'm going to repeat this. The enemy comes after our promotion by coming after our understanding. Remember, I said we have to unlearn some stuff. We can only go as high as what we're willing to unlearn. It's what we're willing to unlearn. We have to be willing to learn some new things. And God is speaking to us. God's not creating anything new. Like I said, He can make a new marriage out of an old marriage that's fallen apart. He can make a job that you hate. He can make it something you enjoy. You see, if you're under a boss, see, because they're a boss and they're in control and they have power, doesn't mean they're secure. When they got promoted in that job, they didn't get promoted because they're secure. They got promoted on conventional wisdom, man's wisdom. And now you're under that. And when you're under that, sometimes The emotional issues they've never dealt with are put on you. And you think they're the devil, but they're not. They're there. God is using them to develop you. To develop you. Well, you don't know who I work with. You don't know the people I work with. It's hard to work with. They're never going to change. Oh, you're saying you don't have impact? You don't have impact on the people you work with? Well, you don't know my family. My family doesn't even want it. You're not having impact on them. God wants you to have impact on them. Listen to me. God wants you to have impact on them. Maybe you're not having impact on them. Maybe they're having impact on you. On your job, in your family. Maybe that impact is pushing you away from God. Are you getting this? Because if you're not having impact, a lot of times that can happen. When you understand, things change. Now you see things in a whole different way. Now God is your boss. You want God to be your boss. You're there to please Him, because if you try to please a boss and he lets you down, you'll start to do less than your best. You'll start to do less than your best. And now that affects you. But if God's your boss, you want to continue to do your best. And that affects you too, because you're doing your best now and God's going to reward your best. You do your best and God will do the rest. Am I making sense today? God has you there to impact people. And you need to understand that. Well, you just don't realize who I work with. They're there
to help you understand. You start praying for them and watch God start changing you. God wants you to understand. Let's go to Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. See, Israel, he's praying that Israel would be saved. Well, they weren't getting it. See, the word saved is the word sozo, which means to be rescued, to be delivered, to be made whole. Salvation, that's what salvation is. One of its meanings is to be made whole from many scattered parts. To be saved, to be rescued, to be delivered. That wasn't taking place. So Paul is now teaching this in this chapter about righteousness and understanding lordship. Now watch. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. They were passionate, but it wasn't out of their relationship with God. They were passionate, but it wasn't really from God. They were doing their own thing. Remember Isaiah 60 or whatever it was, 62? All our righteousness is like filthy rags, and we're all like an unclean thing, and we all fade like a leaf, and like the wind, our iniquities have taken us away from God. You see, those iniquities are patterns in your life that haven't been redeemed yet, that aren't under God's auspices, that aren't in His salvation. And those patterns take you away from God. You see that? Now, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness have not submitted to the righteousness of God. They weren't submitting to God's righteousness. And so now, that's why they weren't experiencing salvation. And God was trying to help them understand by using Paul to teach in this chapter. Now, remember, we've been given the free gift of righteousness in Romans 5, 17 and 18. And when we understand that we're righteous, you are the righteousness of God. When you begin to understand that, you are not going to walk around condemning yourself and feeling bad about yourself, because you're the righteousness of God. You're in right standing with God. The court session's over. I'm not condemned. I'm going on. I'm free. Right? That's what's going on. So you understand. So now look. Go with me to 10:9, Tim. This is important. He says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That if you confess, this word confess means to agree. It means to agree. If you agree with your mouth, the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus. The word Lord doesn't mean Savior. People say, well, Jesus is my Savior. He's got to be your Lord to be your Savior.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
Been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.